The WA Municipal Assembly in the Upper West Region has lined up a number of activities to enable people of the municipality in particular and the region as a whole to pay their last respects to late President Atamels before his internment today. Our regional correspondent, Swala Abdul-Wahab, joins us for the details. Swala, what more can you tell us about the activities to be undertaken?
I'm currently at the forecourt of the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council, where preparations are feverishly going on for the activities that have been lined up in relation to the final funeral rites of the late president is taking place. We have gathered that there will be three activities taking place here, and one will be for the mourners to sit quietly and listen to dirges. The second one will be reading of tributes by selected people, and the son, the municipal chief executive, will be paying a tribute, a representative of NDC, and a rep of the local council of churches. These three people will be reading tributes on the late president, Professor John Evans Atamels. The last aspect of the activity will be laying of wreath. Even though the place where it will be laid is yet to be decided, I also picked up information that three wreaths will be laid. One will be laid by the MCE on behalf of chiefs and people of the municipality. Another will be laid by NDC party activists on behalf of sympathizers and supporters of NDC. And the last one will be laid by the regional police commander, DCOP Kofi Adai Achampong, on behalf of security agencies in the region. And the program is expected to last in collaboration with the exercise that will be held in Accra. And after this, tomorrow, there will be a sitting at the same venue to receive money. Usually, when a respectful person dies in this part of our region, there is this kind of sitting that is done after the burial, so that people will greet the dignitaries till the time that nobody will no longer be coming. These are some of the activities that will be taking place here this morning in respect to the burial activities of our late president, Professor John Evans Atamels.
Swala, how will you describe the mood in WA this morning?
But the mood now has been that of grief. The town is quiet for now. Even though today is a holiday, the town is quiet. Some people have started arriving at the forecourt here in red and black attire. So the mourning continues in the capital of Upper West here. And activities have come down in terms of economic and administrative because of the mourning.
Thank you very much, Swala. That will be all for now. Our correspondent Swala Abdul-Wahab reporting from WA. We also have Yaya Kwamwa on the line. Yaya, where are you at the moment?
I am currently standing in front of the Accra International Conference Center, where a lot of people are sitting to keep the place tidy for the start of the day's activity. I was trying to get inside the Accra International Conference Center, and I was prevented by the security. And the reason they gave me was that it was a directive from state protocol. Then I further on wanted to inquire what activity that will be taking on in place in that place. The policeman I spoke to did not want to tell me anything. And that the information I picked on the ground indicate that the president and other dignitaries will come in there later in the day to sign the book of condolence and to undertake other activities. And I must say here, security is well beefed up. They are all positioned at their places, and I can see people trooping in. I can see some cultural groups far away from here trying to warm themselves up for the day's activities.
Yeah, have you spotted any dignitaries there at the moment?
As of now, I have not yet spotted any of the dignitaries.
Very well. That will be all for now, Yaya. Thanks for that update.